We are learning Masechtas Shavuos, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 6 or 7 lines from the top, of the two dots. It said in the Mishnah that Omar Lechem V'ni Tein Li B'Dinner Peiros. He went to Lechem V'ni, he says, "Here's, you know, I want to buy with a dinner, I want to buy Peiros," and he gets his Peiros, and now Lechem V'ni says, "Where's my dinner?" So he says, "I gave it to you, you put it into your pocket." So the halacha is that he has to make a Shavua that he gave the dinner. That's what it says in the Mishnah. It says you have to swear that you actually gave it. Dinner, and that's good like this. Now, if it says if it gave you the payers already, if the chemni gave the payers, and now he's if he gave him the dinner already, now he says, "Where's my payers?" The Baal Bas says, "Where's my payers?" The store and the source says, "I gave it to you." The same thing. The chemni makes a shua. Now, Rabbi Huda argued on it. Rabbi Huda said, in the first case, you don't have to make a shua. Kol sha peiros biyada yada al yoyna. If the guy has his peiros already, yada al yoyna. Pashas pshat is because a guy wouldn't give you peiros without the money. So therefore, you believed. And we have the same thing about a shulchan also. Same exact part of the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah says, where a guy went to a money changer, says, "Here, I'm giving you a dinner kesef, give me back nechoshas, give me back prutos." And he got the prutos. Now the money changer says, where's my dinner? He says, "I gave it to you, you put it in your pocket." Loch is make a shua. And in the opposite case, also, then the shulchan makes a shua. And Rehuda says, in the first case, no. He says, the chazaka ain't derech shulchan, he lit an iser at she eat dinner. The shulchan does not give a iser until he takes the dinner. Therefore, that's the two cases in the Mishnah. So the Brisa just elaborates on Rehuda's sheet, the Tanya. On Rehuda, Emesai, when do we say that the Baal Bais has to make a shua? When is that the Baal Bais has to make a shua to prove that he paid his money to the chemveni, bezman shaperes sabur menachem v'shdeim ayim aleim. When the parents are sitting in front of them, they're both arguing who the parents belong to. Aval of shilom bekupaser lachayrav. If he already has it in his bag, the parents hamoitzi mechaver lo raya. He does not have to make a shua. The chemveni has to bring a raya that he did not get the money yet. And like Tosfos speaks out, the maskul Rabbi Yehuda Aimer says, Tosfos says, "Hadla kam Rabbi Yehuda hacha." The same svaris of Ashokhan. Say, "Ain derech chemini, lost his payers, the chemini does not give the payers at Yitol dinner." So he says, because chemini is not homes and chums, derech chemini lahakif. There are certain chemini's, it's not a chazak of every chemini, there are certain chemini's who give credit. Here, with Dafka talk about a chemini who does not give credit, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, Zalacha. So really, the truth is, the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is, because this chemini would not give payers without getting the money back. That's the truth. It doesn't say that as a klal here, because there are some stores who give credit. I can say, ain't there a chemveni lit them payers, because this is a thing. But that's why he says there are different words, called shaperes biyadai, but the Torah, that's the case where there's a taka no credit. That's what Tosfos learns. So now, the Gemara is going to ask, so why do we have to have machlekes twice in the Mishnah? The exact same thing comes out. Amol shulchan itaimli. So the Mishnah brought down a machlokes by shulchan, the same exact thing. That according to Tanakama, if a guy goes to the money changer and he asks for the prutos, and he has the prutos, and the shulchan, the money changer, says, where's my kesef? So I gave it to you. So according to the Tanakama, the guy who took the prutos has to swear, "I gave you the dinner." According to Rehuda, says, no, if you have the prutos, he wins, because he never would have gave you the prutos without the dinner. So it's the same exact machlokes. So if it's tzricha, why do you need two machlokes? And the machlokes by chevani or shulchani, tzricha. We say the first case, but the Rabbanon say that maybe he gave you the payers first before he got the money. Why? Should the payri avidi the merkavi? But keeping the merkavi like Rashi explains, that since payers could get ruined, so he wants to get the sale done. So he throws it into the caliph of the lekeach, and before he gets the dinner, he just wants to get this done. Why is that called getting done? The halacha is, once you make a kinyan, once a lekeach makes a kinyan on something, he can't be chayzer, it's mishapara. So, he can't be chayzer then. So, even before he gives the money, it's even more than mishapara. He's actually kainet. Once he's kainet, he can't be chayzer anymore, because he's kainet. Mishapara means you just give the money. Here it's even more than mishapara. Once he gives him once he's kainet, he's kainet. So here, the guy came in with his own kalim, he threw into his kalim, that's a kinyan chatzah. And now he's kind of it. So the chemini's derech is before he gets the money, he throws it in because he wants you not to be the chayzer. If you just give the money, he still could be chayzer. Well, there's a misha para, but he could still be chayzer. But Shaykin here, by payers, since he's worried he's not going to have the sale, he throws it into the caliph of the lekeach, and therefore maybe the rabbanon say maybe the chemini gave the payers first. Aval mois la merkve moit la rudo. Maybe there's moit rudo. Vietra baha kamar Rav Yehuda. Ema Moidul Rabbana. And if you only say the second case, there I would say that only there Rabbi Yehuda says that Yada al Yaina. Because there ain't Darach Shulchan to do it. Avahach, maybe by Paris he agrees to the Rabbanon, that maybe he do give the Paris first. Ema Moidul Rabbanon Tricha. So that's really both cases. The first case is to say saying one Chiddush is Dafir Rabbanon and one Chiddush for Yehuda. That if just at the first case, we think Rabbanon agree by Shulchani. And if just at the second case, you think Rabbi Yehuda agrees by Chemini, therefore we say both cases. Now the Mishnah says, right in the Mishnah, it says, Shem Shom Rabbi Gemis Kizubas, all the Shuas, says, V'chein ha-Yesoimim lo Yifru'u. That says, when Yesoimim collect from Yesoimim, they only collect with a Shua. And this will be, we had part of this Gemara yesterday. So the Yesoimim go to other Yesoimim to collect their father's Chayv, they have to make a shul. Freit the Marmaman. Who are, again, I threw in the Yisraim from the Yisraimim, that's the Marashayla. Maman. Who are the Yisraimim collecting from? That means their father left over a shtar that Shimon owes them $1,000. So who they're coming to collect from? They're coming to collect from Shimon himself? Maman. Ilema Meloiva. If they're going to collect from Shimon himself, Avuin Shokov Lo Yeshua, Ve'inu B'Shua, their father would have collected with a shtar, without a shua. Why do they have to make a shua? Like, why would they have to make a shua? It doesn't make any sense. Why would they be worse off than the father? Usually, you give the Yesoimim better than the father. Why are they worse off than the father? Zok the Gemara, Hach Gamar, Bechein Hayesoimim Min Hayesoimim Lo Yifru El B'Shua. The Mishnah means Yesoimim collect from Yesoimim. You should collect with a Shua. That's what you need a Shua. Avada, if the Yesoimim collect from the Loiva himself, you don't need a Shua. But if the Yesoimim collecting from the other Yesoimim, the Loch is we feel bad for other Yesoimim. Therefore, we say you only collect with a Shua. Now, Rav Shmuel come here and say a din that we had yesterday, and we see it's a big shock of Tari Nag Gemara's halacha. Rav Shmuel Darmi Tavayu, Lo Yishonu, this whole halacha that Reuven's Yarshim have a right to collect from Shimon's Yarshim is El Shemes Malve Bechaye Loiva, which means that Reuven died before Shimon. So Reuven died. At that point, Reuven had full right to collect from Shimon the Chayiv, and he gave over that power to his Yarshim. And they could collect from the loiva. Now, when a loiva dies, you collect with a shvur. Loiva also makes malva b'chayy loiva. Ava makes loiva. Shimon died first. Loiva died first b'chayy malva. So when Shimon dies, now even the malva himself cannot collect without a shvur. Kvaneschayy malva b'nei loiva shvur. Because you collect from the shemim, you have to make a shvur. Vein odom moirish shvur lebonav, and you cannot be moirish shvur lebonav. Rashi explains what does that mean. Money that has to be acquired with a shvuah, you can't be married to your children because you cannot make that same shvuah. The shvuah the malva would have made is that I know he didn't pay me back. The children don't have that know-how. They don't know that. They only know that the father told didn't tell them anything. It's a different type of shvuah. So since the father only could acquire the money with a shvuah, they don't have that shvuah, so they cannot be yerush that money. They cannot be yerush that money. That's the halacha. They cannot be yerush that money. They don't have the shvuah lebana. So al-Kaponim, that's halacha of Shmuel. So you have Rabbi Shmuel halacha, very clear. The Rabbi Shmuel halacha is that if the loiva dies first, then the malva cannot give over that note to his children. Because since he only could collect that with a shvuah, and the children cannot make a shvuah, then we can't be merged. Now this Gemara, this halacha will be contested as we go ahead on this rest of the Amid, and next Amid. Shalchu kamei the Rabbi Lazar. They sent this halacha to Rabbi Elazar, Shalchem Rabbi Elazar, Shvuah Zu Mativa. He says, "What do you hold about the Shvuah? Like this Shvuah is in a because of the Shvuah Mafkia money. Because mice are coming out that because of the Shvuah, we're not allowing the Yesoimim to collect the Chayv. So he asked Rabbi Elazar, you hold it as Shvuah Zu Mativa? Like this Shvuah has this power? Shalch Lahu Yarshim Nishbam Shvuah Z Yarshim Naitlam." Rabbi Elazar argued not like Rabbi Shmuel. He said, no, yeah, the Yarshim can make a Shua, and Shua is Yarshim, which means Shloi Paktanu Abba, our father didn't tell us anything, and they take Venoitlim, and they take the money. They could make a Shua and take the money. So Rabbi Elazar argued Rabbi Shmuel. Shalchua b'mei Rabbi Ami. They sent the same shayla to Rabbi Ami in his days. Oma kuli hai shalchu lov ozlu. You keep him sending me shaylas. I don't know, it seems like we had sent him shayla before. He says, "You send me the shayla. If I have a psak on this, I'll send it to you. Don't send me the shayla." So, by the ma'isa, El Rabbi, however, also Yordan, since you sent it to me, name of Buhum Milsa, I will say something about it. What he said, he says like this. He makes like a little bit of a qualification. He says, "Amad bedin v'meis." If the father was Amad bedin which means the father was still alive, the Malva, and Lev died already, Shimon died already. He went to Bezdin, connected the Yisoyimim to you owe me money, and Bezdin said, you have to make a Shavua, and then he collapsed, he died. So Kvanis Chayiv Malva of Nelev Shavua, he's already Chayiv the Shavua. When all the Moirish Shavua, the Bonav, there understand that the father cannot be Moirish the money to the children because it only could be acquired with a Shavua. Loy Amad Bedin, but if they didn't Amad Bedin, they had the mace. Then Yerush Mishwam, Shuas Yerush Mishwam, then they could make a Shuas Yerush Mishwam. That's what Rav Ami was Mechalik. A little bit Shver Chilik. But he says, it depends. If the Shuas Chal already, then you're right, you can't do it. But if not, you could be Marish it. And Rav Shmuel, it sounds more like Rav Shmuel, but he qualifies as Rav Shmuel. The Rav Shmuel is a lucha, he can't be Marish Shmuel, it's only if the Shuas is Chayv of Amad Bedin already. So Maskev Law, Rav Nachman, what is best thing I got to do with anything? Oto Beidina Kama Chayv Le Yeshua, Me Idin Neshach Ev Loiva, when the Loiva dies, the Chayv Le Malva Le Gav Le Loiva Shua. That's Neshua's Chal, not Chal and Bezdin. So right away, if you hold the Eino Demar Shua Le Bonav, so then he doesn't have a Shua, so then what's Shaykhis? Elam Rav Nachman, if Rav Nachman who argued on this whole Nafka meaning, he says, Yisad Le Rav Shmuel, Yisad, if you hold the Rav Shmuel, you hold of him. Yilas Le Lasa, if you don't hold the Rav Shmuel, you don't hold of him. That you can't, you know, like make a qualification for Rav Shmuel. If you hold Rav Shmuel, the Demar Lebanav Shvua, then Echnami. You cannot collect. If you don't hold, you don't hold. There's no din. There's no dafamina. But what do you see from this? The Rav Nachman is not sure if he holds a Rav Shmuel. Am Masafkalei, which means we know that there's a whole shy left. If you can't make a Shvua, you say Chazor Shvula Sinai, or do you say Chazor Shvula Mkayma? Really, is Mechalik the Mishnah and the Mechalik is what that means. But either Chazor Shvula Mkayma. Or Yachloiku. This Mandiyama, Rav Shmuel, are arguing in the Mandiyama, Chazra HaShvua L'mkayma. The problem is that we know Rav Nachman holds Yachloiku. Am Masafkalev, Am Rav Yosef, Am Yoimi, Av Rav Nachman Uvda Yachloiku. That Rav Nachman holds that when you have, let's say, two Chashudim, you can't make a Shvua. You know what the law is? Yachloiku. See here, if you can't make a Shvua, it should be Yachloiku. Rav Nachman Shit is, when you can't make a Shvua, the law is Yachloiku. So why is he saying, I'm not sure if you hold a Rav Shmuel? Of course you don't hold a Rav Shmuel, you hold Yachloiku. So the Gemara, lo dvarav deramea kama v'leilas virle. I hold a Rav Yosi that yachleiku. You in Rameir who hold chazor shvua mekayma, if you hold a Rav Shmuel, good. If you hold a Rav Abba, not. You know, it depends how you hold. If you hold a Rav Shmuel, then you have to hold him all the way. He's not saying that he holds like that. He's not masupik about it. He definitely holds like Rav Yosi. So Akapodim, that's what we hold right now. We have a chleikus Rav Shmuel and other and Rav Elazar. Let's say so far these are the two amirayim. If a father has a shvua on the yarshim and he dies, could his yarshim collect that chayiv, even though they cannot make that shvua? Do you say, since he can only acquire that shvua, the children don't have that shvua, they can't do it? Or you say, Lemaisa, they have their own shvua, and they could have collected. And now the Gemara will go ahead and ask kashas from different places. Master Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia has a question from a Mishnah. It says, over here, I think the Mishnah is Sechel Subis, it says in the Mishnah like this, Mesa, the halacha is that a isha whose husband dies, she collects a ksuba. That's halacha. She has a star, ksuba, she collects a ksuba. Now, if she doesn't ask for it, and she's not eating mezainis from the estate, the halacha is she has 25 years to collect her ksuba. After 25 years, we say she's meichel. It's a lot of years, but you have 25 years to ask for the ksuba. So it says Mesa, let's say she dies, within those 25 years she dies. The halacha is, Yerushah maskirin es ksubasa. The Yerushim could go collect the ksuba because she wasn't Michael yet. At Esrim Chamesh Shalom, until 25 years. What's the kasha? The halacha is that this Isha cannot collect the ksuba without a ksuba because she's collecting from the Yerushim. She has to make a ksuba. And we're saying if she dies, every ksuba that collects from the Yerushim has to make a ksuba that you didn't get the ksuba yet. You know, tzrari, all those different things. You may have got the ksuba ready. So here it says if she dies, the Yerushim collect the ksuba. I, the Yerushim, can't make the ksuba. So it's mom's a kasha Rav Shmuel. So it's a direct question of Rav Shmuel. And the Gemara, the case was she made a shvua already. She didn't get anything. She's never collected it. So then it's good. She made the shvua already. You're right. If you rav a shvua, you won't be able to collect. Here, nishba mesa. Tashima, similar question. Nasa rishonina umesa. Reuven married a lady and the lady died. Now, obviously, when she dies, she doesn't get a ksuba. That's halacha. If the wife dies first, she gets no ksuba. Okay? So Nasa, they had kids. Nasa rishonina, they had five kids. And unfortunately, she passed away, Umesa. And he got remarried. Nasa Shnia, he married a second wife. And this time, he died first. Umes, who? He died. So now, the second wife collects a ksuba. So Shnia, vi yarsheha, koidma yarshe rishayna. Which means, the wife or her yarshim get the ksuba before the five children from the first marriage get the Yerusha. That's Pashut. The Shni of Yerusha get the Ksuba first. But what do you see? It says V'Yerushaha. It can't be by Yerusha or Ksuba. Because the wife who, the husband predeceased her, the wife will have to make a Shvua from the first Yerushim. And still it says Shni of Yerusha, Koidim L'Yerusha Rishayna. So you see, it could be Mayrish, the Ksuba, even though it needs a Shua, Hachinami, and for the more, same tarets, Nishpa'a Umesa, that she swore and then she died. Nishpa'a Umesa means that she made a Shua first, and therefore it's not a Shaila. It's good. So the more right, the Toshma, Shari, not right. Toshma. Aval Yarshov, Mashbiim Oisov, Esersha. So you have to have a little background before you see his Toshma. The background was that you had a fellow who wanted his wife to be very, very happy. So he says, here's a ksuba, and I will never make you make a shua or another. You're going to be able to collect the ksuba, whatever you want. That was part of the tonight, clear tonight. The loch is that she could collect the ksuba from him without any shuas from him. If they get divorced, it's nageya, because he said not. But his yarshim are not meshuvah to the fathers tonight. So it says, Aval yarshav mashvim oisah ves yarsheha, can make her swear and her yarshim ves abar meshusha. So what do you see over here? You see over here that the Yarshim, Mashbiyim Oysa, Ve'es Yarsheha. Right? Now here, what are you going to say? It says, Klar, that Mashbiyim Oysa. So he can't say Nishba already. It says, Klar, the Yarshim can make, her Yarshim make a Shvua. Obviously, she didn't make a Shvua, and you see, she could be Mayrish, the Ksuba, even without the Shvua, it's a Bamba Kasha on Rav and Shmuel. And for the Gemara, Amrav Shmaya, let's start the Mektani. Oysa me'almana, which means Avayarsh Mashbiyan Oysa means the Almana itself, you can make him swear. Ves Yarshah, you're right, you can't, the swearing won't help, that they can't collect. V'Yarshah is talking about Begrusha. What's the case of Grusha? She got divorced, and now she couldn't collect Ksuba at a Shua. Then, she died first, and then the husband died. She could have. The case was that they got divorced, so now the ksuba was chayav at a shua, because when she get divorced, he said he's not gonna make her make a shua. Okay, then who died? Then she died first, and she died first. So if he would have died first, then she would have had be chayav ksuba to the yarshim. But she died first, and then he died. And now her yarshim collected from their yarshim. They can make a shua. Why not? When they were yarish from the mother didn't need a shvua, didn't have to acquire dafka with a shvua. So therefore, that's how it works out. But still, going to oisa ba'amana, the yarisha ba'grusha ma'grusha. The kunz of the grusha is that we can have a case where she collects a ksuba even though she dies first. That's the kunz of the grusha. By a regular amana, she can't die first and collect a ksuba, because she dies first, there is no ksuba. By a grusha, she's a grusha, there's chayv a ksuba, and the ksuba is chayv at a shvua even, she's married to the kids. Then the other guy died. The husband died, and now it's Yarshim and Yarshim with a Shua.
You say that she died.
Yeah, she died, yeah.
Her kid could go to the father by a Ksuba?
No, if she dies first, there's no Ksuba.
No, she got divorced.
Oh, yeah.
Then she died.
Right.
Her kid could go to their stepfather and stepdad.
Yeah, because the part of tonight was, Ein lecha lecha v'al yarshecha. That was his tonight. He himself wouldn't do the Shua, yeah. Very good. So that we answered all the kashas so far on Shmuel, Gevaldik. Let's go to the next one. Mosev, this is the last one. Mosev and Nosev Ahishya. Yofa koyach ha-ben mekoyach av. You know, a ben is better than an av in a certain way. Why? On top of a base. But to understand this yofa, you have to remember what's said in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it said that if the Yarshim come with Edim, the Yarshim come with Edim that say that the father said v'shas misosoy, shtar za'in perua, then you could collect without a shvua. If the Yarshim bring Edim that when their father died, he said, you know this note I have on Shimon? He did not pay. And Edim are there, the halacha is, the Tanakhama argues that. Remember why the Tanakhama argues that? So that's Bia as Banav. Doesn't mean anything when he said that. But the Rebbe Shimon holds like that. This practice goes for Shimon and Bia. So it's like this. Yafa koyach ha-ben mekoyach av. Sha-ben goyev ha-ben b'shua ben shor ha-shua. A ben is possible to collect from other Yosemim with a shua or without a shua. Va-av ain't a goyev el b'shua. Hechi dami. The meis loyev b'chayev malva. The loyev died, because it has to be a case where the father's making a shua, right? So Shimon died. So Reuven only could collect with a shvua. But Reuven's Yarshim is possible to collect without a Shavua. If Reuven said B'Shas Misa that he never got paid, the son will be able to collect without a Shavua. So that's why he's better. Huh?
That's only
for the Lord's 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 Lord. If he says that he never got paid, then the Edom say that's enough. So that's the Yafakarech of Ben. Hegedai, the Mislav of Chayim Malvok. Tony. Shaben gave a Bein B'Shavua, Bein Shalom B'Shavua. What does that mean? B'Shavua, Shavua's Yarshim, Shalom B'Shavua, Kishim Ramil. And the father collects only with a shvuah. And shloi b'shvuah means a case where Edom said they didn't pay. But what do you see from here clearly? That here's a case where the father, the Shimon died first, Levi died first. Because it says in the same case, the father makes a shvuah and then the son makes a shvuah or does that. So clearly, you collect, you could be Yerush even though there's a shvuah. Kasha, straight out kasha, Rav Shmuel. So the Gemara says, you're right. Beis Shammai holds shtara oimer ligvois is kegavu domi, which means that a star, that you have a star, it's like you have the money already. The example that Beis Shammai is by a soita. Loche is a soita, doesn't get a ksuba if she's mezana. Now let's say it was a suffix znus on her, so now she's in limbo. She has to go drink, and before she had a chance to go drink, her husband died. Does she get a ksuba or not? So on one hand you can say, why should she get a ksuba? Maybe she's Nazana. On the other hand, he can't let her drink because Loch is behavior is, he has to bring his wife and he can't. So the Loch is, according to Beis Shammai, that she gets the ksuba. Why? Because it's like her, she's a muksik already in it. It's not the Yarshan muksik, she's a muksik. You don't have to have moisiv raya, she's the muksik. Because Shtara and Ligwas Gavadami. See, here also, according to Beis Shammai, Shtara and Ligwas Gavadami means it's like the father's holding on to the money. If the father's holding on to the money, you can marriage to the children even though you need a shua. Because here you can't make a shua. So status quo is what? They get the money. Because I'm a Lewis Gavu Dami, the status quo is they hold on to the money because they are already collected the money. Because I'm a Lewis Gavu Dami. But Echanami, if we don't hold like Beis Shammai, so if you don't hold like Beis Shammai, then Rabbi Shmuel will hold that you can't collect the money because you can't make a shua. And we're still not finished. Rabbi Shmuel will continue Vaita, Shakotari, and Rabbi Shmuel, but all the kashas in Rabbi Shmuel are answered. This answer was going to Beis Shammai.